The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Francis de Sales, in a letter that he wrote to St. Jane de Chantal, he said this about his relationship with God. He said, "If there were a single fiber of my heart not his or not cleaving to him, I would tear it out immediately." I think this is exactly what our Lord is doing with these individuals. To one he says, "Follow me." The others want to follow him. And he immediately indicates that which would prevent them from following him. Right? Are you ready to let go of creature comforts? There might be times where you don't have a bed. If you're going to follow me, it might mean poverty. Can you really do that? Are you detached from the riches of the world? Another, it seems it was his relationship with his father, or maybe the respect of family. Just recently, a lady was sharing with me. She said, "Father, I received an invitation. I had this excellent opportunity, educational opportunity, to go away for a week with a group of friends. As soon as I got it, I thought, oh my gosh, I'd love to go. I'm so excited." And she said, "I brought it to our Lord in prayer, and he simply said, 'That's not for you. That's not where I desire you to be.'" And she said, "Father, I don't know why. I would love to go, but I'm supposed to remain back." And it was so beautiful in that moment. I thought, if she was attached to the desire for knowledge, she would have gone. If she was overly attached to that group of friends, she would not have done our Lord's will. If her heart was not free, she could not have surrendered to his desire. St. John of the Cross, he said, "If you have a small bird that is attached to the ground by a tiny thread, or if there's a big chain around its leg, both will prevent that bird from flying." Oftentimes, he says, we let go of our large attachments, but we still cling to little things that hold us back from union with God. My brothers and sisters, are there attachments that we have that prevent us from truly doing his will in our lives? He wants to set us free from those. But we have to make the choice, "Okay, Lord, I'm ready to let go of that."